Average Network Short Subject 24 finds our microphones happily ensconced in the office of Vice President Count Richard Cheney, the evil vampire at the heart of the Bush administration, in the wet wing of the White House. Let us join the V-POTUS.
Hello, Vice President Cheney speaking. Ah, there you are. Hello, Vice President Cheney here. I beg your pardon. No, I do not have Prince Albert in the can. That joke was not funny 60 years ago, little boy. You must stop calling here. The Secret Service will find you. All right, how many elephants does it take to change a light bulb? Ugh, you horrid child. Yes? Ah, where was he calling from? Really? Let me check on my GPS. Camden, New Jersey. Yes, he's a very enterprising young man. Oh, 9 years old, eh? Well, see that he doesn't reach 10. Can we call in an airstrike? Really? Excellent. Yes, blame it on a gas leak. Fine. What? Oh, 5. 1 to hold the light bulb and 4 to turn the ladder. Of course it's juvenile. He's 9 years old. Yes, fine. Then 4 to hold the ladder. I must tell Rumsfeld. Yes, Scooter?
Master? Bill Clinton is here to see you, Master.
Bill Clinton? You must be joking.
No, sir, he gave me an autographed copy of his book, see?
Ah, take it away, Scooter.
Jeepers, sorry, Master. What should I do with the former president?
You'd best let him in. He might wander down to the Oval Office if we don't admit him.
Woof, that could be pretty awkward.
Quite. Send him in.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Scooter. Hey, Dick.
Ah, Mr. President. How are you, as though your self-absorbed, tedious new book hadn't answered that question?
Well, it's obvious you read it.
Worse, I paid for it.
Hell, I would have sent you a free one. How you fellas doing with the 9/11 Commission, Dick?
Don't get me started.
Investigations aren't any fun, are they?
Rumsfeld and I had nothing whatever to do with your impeachment. That was Newt's gang.
Now, why were they mad at me? I didn't investigate Newt.
Oh, that. Knee-jerk reaction. They couldn't touch Daschle. You were always a good target, Mr. President.
Oh, maybe they was jealous because I got more sex than they did.
There is that element to it, of course. William, you and I have barely spoken over the years. Why are you here?
Well, I was on one of the tours and just wandered off. Hell, nobody gonna stop me. I know them all. Thought I'd just drop in. You sure you don't want a copy of my book? I could autograph it for you.
Gad, no. Put it away. It's difficult enough having the real you here.
You always sell it.
Tempting, but no. It's an astonishingly tiresome tome anyway. I'm afraid it won't last
long. Hey, I got paid. Might never have to work again, what with my presidential pension and my governor's pension from Arkansas. But you don't gotta worry very much.
No, not really. And of course, we of the undead live quite inexpensively, considering.
Yeah, but living on people's blood, that's kind of weird and creepy.
Then what is it government does? Only with me, one knows how it will end.
Hey, government too. Sigh, it's inexpensive, don't cut it. Norm Mineta told me what you spent on that cave complex of yourn. I saw tax bread too.
I may be an original 19th century creature, William, but one doesn't dwell in the past. The Batcave needed a good deal of modernization. No one had used it since Donald and I left with President 41.
Oh, yeah, when it jumps out of airplanes. Well, hey, none of us wanted to go down there. All them mildewed caves, those weird Republican shrines of yours.
Well, I find them homey. In the old country where I was born.
What country is that, Dick?
Western Pennsylvania, I believe it was. I should have to consult a map. It was a different country then, you know. As far as we know, Western Pennsylvania stretched all the way to Fort Detroit.
Well, that's real interesting, but you aren't talking about me anymore, so I reckon I'll go now.
How sad. Off to eat, I suppose.
No, I thought I'd stop in and shoot the breeze with Georgia.
No, I mustn't do that, Mr. President. Ah, you see the calendar. He's in Ireland today.
Fundraiser?
Of course it's not a fundraiser.
In really old
Europe? I told Rumsfeld that it was a poor choice of words. Well, don't let me detain you, sir. Thanks for dropping by.
Sure. Here's your hat. What's your hurry? Hey, Dick, before I go, you got some of the homeliest interns I ever seen. You ought to do something about that.
Unlike some people, I don't hire for appearance's sake.
Well, it's just another problem with vampires, I guess. Keep your teeth sharp. I got a feeling you'll need them for November. Later, Dick.
November, indeed. They could use fanning. Yes, Scooter.
I just saw the man about the fake plastic redwood forest. It'll replace the real thing and be much cleaner in a bargain.
Excellent, Scooter.
It is a bargain. And with the fake spotted owls, it's less than a third what we'll realize on the timber sales.
Average Network Short Subject 24 was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Marinus Vanderluba Brigade of the Average Network. Original music by the New Codpiece Band. All celebrities were impersonated through strange, ancient, moldy rituals. If I told you about them, we'd have to kill you, so we won't. This is Pablo T-Flies for the Average Network asking that age-old musical question. Stay tuned!